offensive. Right, I spoke right. to. No. Let's talk about it. No, let's talk about it because you brought it up.
Hello, my name is Mrs. Melanin.
And I'm Belief Mel.
And we're here with episode 209 of How Married Are You?
Okay, my name is Belief. This is Yvette. We married 13 years. Living in California. We got 4 kids. Relationship scary. It's very necessary. Share all our struggles. We ask how married are you? Every Tuesday and Thursday, shoddy. If you're listening, you know where to party. I'm tired. If you want to put your hands up, got the questions, we got the answers.
It's chocolate baby story time.
Chocolate baby story time.
It's chocolate baby story time.
1, 2, 3, and...
Can we talk about how Uzziah just doesn't give... Insert the words... Infection. Like, he don't care. He do not care.
He
built differently, babe. Remember the time when he wrote all over the walls and I had him go back and clean the walls?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? He's still writing on walls. His sheets have ink spots on them. His pillow, he's drawing full Michelangelo paintings on it. Like, he just doesn't care. And he will tell on himself. The other day he came in and I think he was trying to tell on himself before his sibling could tell on him.
Mm.
He's like, I drew on my pillow. But it's like, why doesn't he care?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that this is why, like, the youngest kids often are, like, sometimes the most successful sometimes. No, seriously.
Like,
because if you think about it, right, everything's a canvas to him, you know, and so I wouldn't even trip. Like, I feel like I learned that with Theo and Uriah. It's like Theo's so manicured and about the rules and the systems that he's almost anxious to screw up.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Uriah stopped giving a dang on a long time ago, but he's so like different that now everything he does we're questioning. You know what I'm saying? Because he was the first one. But your Uzi, well, Anaya's like trying to be like an angel.
Mm-hmm.
But Uzi, I think he just has the confidence to know that, like, man, eventually I can do that because they're doing that.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But right now, I'm pretty much getting away with anything. So I'll just do what I want. And as long as I don't lie about it, I should be good. Which is kind of true. You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't, as long as he doesn't lie, like, I'd rather just know the truth. He's not a liar.
No.
You know?
I mean, sometimes he tells untruths.
Yeah, but he's not like a liar.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Anaya asked me last night when I was making them lunch or whatever for lunch for school today. Like, Anaya was like, hey, Mom usually puts a note in my thing. And I was like, okay, Nai, what does it say? Can you read it? She was like, no, I have someone else read it for me. I was like, well, I'm not going to write too many words if you can't read it. So, like, what do you want me to do?
I don't write a lot of words.
And I was like, I'll tell Mom. She was like, can you write me a note? And I was like, all right. Like, all right, Naya, I'll write you a note.
And you outdid me. You drew Bluey, and then you drew Uzi Spider-Man. What the heck is that? You're setting the bar high.
I'm not setting the bar high. I'm just operating my strength.
No, you bring the bar back down. You could have drawn a really nice heart.
I didn't even know that you did that.
I don't do it often. I just do it randomly so that she feels loved. That's her love language.
She has a lot
words
of standards.
Words of affirmation.
She's got a lot of standards. She's got high standards. Welcome, Black. You're now tuned into the How Married Are You podcast. This is Lily, if you can see in between Yvette and I, the dog, who is here. The children are here. We are
here.
And since you're here, we'd love for you to like the video that you're watching, or if you're listening to on multiple different podcast platforms, whatever podcast platform you're listening to, make sure you give us a kind review. You know, 5 stars would be, you know, appreciative. If you've watched all these episodes, just give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying?
Because you keep coming back.
Yeah, because you keep coming back. We are in 209 episodes. And I heard most podcasts don't make it past 20 episodes.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
well, then
this is like 80% of podcasts don't make it past 20 episodes.
Guess
like that.
What? Yvette Unplugged just put up episode number 23 or 24. So
you're in there.
I'm in there.
Yvette Unplugged is Yvette's own podcast. The Unplugged movement is happening. We are super excited. Mom, if you're listening, I don't care who mama you is. Mom, if you're listening, you need a break. You deserve a break. You deserve time to get away. One thing that I love is, I don't actually love it, but when my wife leaves, I always feel fine and equipped and good. And I don't think you trip about leaving. Sometimes you do, maybe.
The last time I left, I felt bad because I didn't realize I booked it when the kids had like their Christmas production.
Yeah, that was a lot. But whenever my wife leaves, when she comes back, she's always refreshed, replenished. And I think this last stay where she stayed in Arizona, mm-hmm. It was like a wellness retreat. Mm-hmm. And this place had breath work and dancing and stretching and meditation and massage. And mm-hmm. it's just like, you know, if you like to get pampered or anything like that, you have an opportunity to not only go to this place because we're not going to gatekeep, but also go with Mrs. Melanin, Yvette Unplugged here, who is going to take you there. And you're going to go with her and some other women to find yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Moms need a break to find themselves. And this is your opportunity. You deserve this break. So when is it happening?
It's May 10th through the 13th. And I don't know if it's so much to find yourself, but it's just to kind of be present with yourself. Mm. I feel like we're constantly being tugged in every which direction. And sometimes it's really hard to find a moment to kind of just breathe. Or to even just take inventory mm-hmm. of what's going on internally. And so I have scheduled it for what I think is just the right amount of time that we could get away and it be like a really good replenishing for our soul. And it's only open to 25 women. I, at this point, we're recording a little ahead of time, so hopefully it's sold out, honestly. But if it's not, you better act fast because it is only for 25 women and we want you to be there. I would love if you are tired, if you are so exhausted that you can't even really describe the exhaustion that you're experiencing, if you feel unseen, if you feel lonely, if you feel all touched out, if any of these things that I'm saying resonate with you, then this retreat is for you. This is not going to be workshops and all the things. It's going to be a restful weekend. So go ahead and register. Currently, there is early registration. So when the regular registration starts, you will not get the discount that you are getting at this time. So make sure you register. And if you have another mom in mind that you know could really use this, we do have double occupancy opportunities. So grab a friend and bring them with you. I think the difference between single occupancy and double is like $1,000. So make sure you go ahead and register, y'all. We love you. We appreciate you. And I'm looking forward to resting with you. The kids stayed home from their enrichment program today. And I was like, I'm going to have to bring the kids with me to the office. I bring them here and Glenn immediately is like, this is what you're doing today. Yeah. And he's like, you thought you were just coming here to chill.
Yeah. No, I got them doing assignments. They're making their own worksheets and they're watching something and then recapping it and drawing a picture, you know, or writing the letter or writing the word or reading the word. And Theo has to write a creative word, a creative story or creative information about it. All right, cool. So you want to hop into this email?
Let's hop into this email. All right. Hello, Glenn and Yvette. I have been listening to you guys since the beginning and have loved hearing your insights on marriage, friendships, parenting, and life. Although I am not married nor have kids, it has been a pleasure seeing that side of life through your worlds, through your words. I hope to aspiring that goal one day. I hope this email finds you both well. I wanted to reach out because my friend since diapers has been going through a rough time in her marriage of 4 years. Her and her husband have dated all throughout college, and at that time, her now husband converted to the church and is known to be the funny man of the group. Converted to the church? A family man who looks out for his mom and younger sister and who as well treasures his wife. He's great at his work and everything you place in front of him. Very genuine and kind. Someone who I have been happy to see my best friend take on life with. And someone who I have grown close to as well. Kind of my best friend with another best friend type of relationship. Kind of my best friend with another best friend. Okay. Unfortunately, during the holidays, we heard the news from my friend that her and her husband are planning to separate with an intent to get a divorce. This was a shock to everyone. When speaking with my friend, it was mentioned that her husband has been nothing but loyal, but has been dealing with a lot of mental health issues. He sought counseling and came to the sense that he has lost himself in the relationship, is depressed, and doesn't want to continue his life with her anymore. In shock, on Christmas Eve, he left her alone to be with his family. So we did what we could, dropped Christmas dinner prep, and rushed over to have her spend the holidays with my family so that she's not alone. Her family was out of town. Since then, she has made hard set boundaries while living with her husband, only talking if it was about the dog, make meals if needed, and only talk about their relationship when he wants to talk about the relationship. Other than that, it has been completely separate. Knowing that I am close friends with her, it makes me proud that she is taking precaution with being okay with what has been given to her. Going to therapy, mentally preparing herself, giving space, gaining acceptance, but also allowing herself to grieve what was and is broken. Basically advocating for herself and being strong, since she is not one to force someone to stay with her. But now knowing that he is broken as well and has been for a while now, since divorce doesn't come up out of nowhere, it saddens me to know that someone who I looked up to as perfect was really crumbling in the inside. Someone who lost themselves in a relationship and is now dealing or has been dealing with depression and now wants to throw in the towel in their marriage saddens me to hear. Divorce isn't something light to them, so now knowing they're separated with an intent to divorce sucks. I've thought maybe it has to do something with his past, coming from a broken family, bullied as a kid, his conversion to the church, causing issues with his family, a change in his lifestyle because the church's standards, the list can go on. But maybe this is why he feels like he lost himself, since all of the change did happen during the relationship. I'm not sure. I just don't want him to run away. But now I am great friends with both of them. And although I haven't really reached out to her husband yet, I need advice on what to do, how to be a friend to both parties, an aid of guidance, something to them while they go through this sensitive situation. How do I do this by not creating any discomfort or issues by taking sides, even though I know my friends wouldn't think I am doing so in the first place? It's a delicate situation, and I honor both of my long-lasting friendships with both parties. And just want to be supportive. Depression is real, and you really don't know what a person may be going through. And I really, really don't want to lose a great friendship with my best friend's husband. Much love. Help. This is heavy. You read this already, so you've had some time to sit with it.
Yeah.
I kind of want to go and sit on the couch and cry for him or them, both of them.
Okay. I have a issue.
Oh gosh.
With there even being a hint of like wanting to be friends with someone. Like, how could you choose someone over your day one? You know. Like, you've known this person since diapers?
She's not choosing him over her.
I mean, she's not. But it just seems like it's not a question. To me, I'm like, obviously, you're going to be with the... It's like a prenup. Like, yo, I came with you. When I leave, you're coming with me. It's not like a dilemma.
Then I would lose all of our people if that were the case.
Right. But it seems to me... that this young lady has propped these individuals up, and this guy may have been the one thing that's just like, ah, man, this guy's such a good guy.
Gives her hope.
Yeah, gives her hope.
For her own, yeah.
And it's just so much happening here because there is also, like, so much performance that he's doing to, like, all the accolades she gave him is just stuff that he's doing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of like, is the value still there if he's not doing those things? Like, is he still a good guy if he doesn't check off all those boxes? You know what I'm saying? Because it almost seems like there's a level, you know, as a man, if I appear to be perfect, then I'm loved and I'm wanted and needed around. But if any of those things were bad, then she would be like, nah, this is an easy decision to me. That's where I'm kind of like, oh, man, so because he does all these things, he's valuable to you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Am I tripping?
I think it could go either way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I think if her friend was not such a great wife or did things, she could probably understand. I think she's trying to rationalize why this relationship has to end. And I believe what she is able to see is a full picture. She is able to see that he is dealing with mental health issues. Mm-hmm. And she also is able to assess the fact that a lot of his changes did happen when he became in a relationship with this person. But they started dating in college, right? They dated all throughout college and they're now married. And so college is a time when you really start to find yourself and, like, become rooted in the things that you believe. And so she's right to observe that a lot of those changes happened during that time.
Mm-hmm.
Now only he can be the true judge of if those things happened at will or due to influence. But it is worth taking note of that. Before blaming his wife, you know what, and making such a huge decision about separating toward divorce.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I think with her, she's definitely on her best friend's side.
Yeah.
She just hates to see a good thing go down the drain without trying to, stop the thing.
Is it anything we can do to save
this? Can we just
hit
something and maybe this will stop it from, you know, completely spiraling out of control? I don't know. But I just feel like I feel like her perspective is valid.
Mm.
And
okay.
I don't know. I think for me, I would probably be having more of those conversations with my best friend, mm-hmm. with the woman.
Yeah, I'm not sure she is.
And I feel like she probably is. I don't know. And then I would be encouraging my best friend to, like, fight for the marriage because, mm-hmm. You know, like, it doesn't have to end. It doesn't have to end.
Well, we have an update.
What? How do you have an update already?
She emailed.
Okay. What'd she say?
Do you see it? Right here?
What the? Why you let me go through that for? The hell?
So
wait, what? Wait, what happened? How did that happen so quickly?
She updated, and she said what she said.
Oh, y'all. Well, to hell with it then.
No, ain't no to hell with
it.
I'm
just kidding. I don't know. Where is this email?
This email is.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
She go. Oh. Never mind. How many days? 2 days later.
2 days later, she found out.
Gosh.
That the guy was cheating.
I knew it had to be
on
something.
Her wife. But check this out. Like, there's so many things happening here, right?
Mm.
Now, I feel like she's saying, like, never mind.
Well, like, what is it? We need more context for the cheating.
Never mind. He was cheating. So. Does that negate everything else he did?
Well, it doesn't necessarily negate everything else, but it does negate her loyalty to him. It's like, you weren't even, what? Boy, please.
Okay. So when does friendship end? That's a good question. When does friendship end? Because if I make a mistake as a friend, and I don't hurt you, I understand the loyalty aspect. Say we're friends. Right? I'm married to your friend. I cheat on her. I don't do anything to you. But we're friends. We ain't friends.
You did something to me.
Oh, because I cheated on your
friend.
You
hurt my friend.
I hurt your friend. Okay.
You deeply hurt my friend. That's, and you know that's true.
Okay,
because
but check this out.
How many people have I written off who've done you wrong, who you have not written off? Remember the one person? The one person I was like, how dare you continue? Lily, don't lick me. How dare you? You know who I'm talking about?
From the,
I was so done with that guy, and you was like, still cool with that guy. There's been others.
Okay, wait.
There's been others.
I don't think so.
What?
I don't think so.
You don't think so what?
I think that this person or whatever, this person you're referring to, like, it's understandable that you would be irritated by that.
Oh, I know where this is going. I don't want to go there.
Why not? Like, okay, so this person said something that was offensive. Let's talk about it.
I don't want to go there.
No, let's talk about it because you brought it up. Guys, and this is exactly what I'm talking about. So this person said something. I'm gonna mute you for a second. All right. This person said something. So I was like, you were like, that bothered me. Why did you da-da-da-da? Then I talked to him and I told him, I don't like that. Knock it off. He apologized and you didn't forgive him. That's how it went. And you're like, how dare you still be cool with this person? Mm-hmm. Right? And so I got like, okay, cool. I get it. Right? Mm-hmm. But I don't think there's a situation where someone has hurt me deeply and you have disconnected from them. I don't think that's true. As a matter of fact, depending on who the person is and my relationship with the person, Yvette is like, you got to figure that out. All right. I don't care if, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Because stop touching me, please. Please keep your hands to yourself right now. As a matter of fact, I think it's, depending on who the relationship is,
that's true.
You have
He's
been
right,
like,
y'all, okay? We get
can
it.
I finish? No, because I need you to speak to this because I'm confused.
It's different because
okay, go ahead.
There's friends and there's family.
But
I can't excommunicate. I mean,
Well, okay. Well, then let's keep it the same.
What?
So if I cheat on your friend, right, and we can't be friends no more because I hurt your friend deeply. It's by your convenience.
I can be cordial with you.
I mean, think about all the great things that this guy has going on for his life, right? He's done a lot of things in the community. A lot of it was performance and to his detriment, and a lot of it was, I don't think he was being himself. He said he lost himself. He was performing in a relationship. So obviously he was depressed. But I feel like there's more to be said here. But now knowing that he is broken as well and has been for a while, it saddens me to know that someone who I looked up to as perfect was really crumbling inside. That's just sad. I get it. Someone who lost themselves in a relationship is now dealing or has been dealing with depression and now wants to throw in the towel in their marriage. It saddens me to hear. Now, that probably happened. And then he may have, I don't know, at some point he could have been having an affair the whole time. We don't know. But all the amazing things that she said about him in the beginning, right? A family man who looks out for his mom and his sister and who as well treasures his wife. He's great at work. Well, I guess he doesn't treasure his wife. He made a mistake depending on if this was a lifestyle or a decision. He's great at his work and everything you place in front of him. Very genuine and kind. Someone who I have been happy to see my best friend with in his life. Now let's, compare this person to the last person that we were talking about in the last episode. Okay. So we got a guy, or the guy before that. Okay. So we got a man who doesn't want to work, doesn't want to do anything. You know, you know what I'm talking about? Oh, the guy from 207. So this was a guy who was with his girl since they were 18, lived with his mom. His mom wanted them to stay. She got out. Then for 13 years, she's been doing this thing in her career, and he doesn't want to work. He plays video games. He works out a little bit. And you know what I'm saying? Like, we got somebody like that versus, you know, no disrespect to this person, but I'm just trying to compare. Someone, you know, is he fixable? Is he worth abandoning friendship? Or you just got to go, hey, man, you got to stick with your people.
I feel like it depends on what kind of affair it was. I feel like emotional affairs are way harder to break than physical ones. I don't know. I don't have any experience or anything like that. However, I do know that.
Got her.
What?
Got her. You stuck.
I'm not stuck. I think everything's fixable. I have seen, I can think of one person right now who went through hell and back with their spouse. And it was like rough, and they have redeemed the situation. It's taken a lot of hard work. It's taken a lot of therapy. It's taken all the things, but they're doing it. And I'm sure it's going to be repeated conversation time and time again. Why are you smirking like this?
I'm sleepy.
Okay. I'm sure it's going to take lots of conversations to keep them in this state of it being. However, they are working through it. So I feel like their, I specifically think of their marriage as a testimony for the redemptive power of God.
Okay. So, understanding that, would you still be cool if the husband cheated?
What are you talking about? If I'm the friend, who am I right now?
Okay,
who am
okay
I?
Let's talk about
who am I?
Okay, let's talk
Don't
about this.
Don't mute me. What are you about to mute me?
Yeah, I'm about to mute both of us.
Oh.
Okay, let's say, are you still going to be loyal?
To him?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Really?
I mean, like, what do you, like, what is loyal?
Like, you still gonna be cool with him? He still need a friend. He's depressed. He's making mistakes. He's ruining his life.
For sure. You're right. Actually, in that case, I probably would be loyal.
Hey, man, this cancer culture has seeped into our all well-being.
I can't really say what I would do. I can't really say what I would do because I have good people, hopefully, friends.
You got good friends, meaning?
Like, I'm hoping I'm surrounded by people who wouldn't do these types of things, engage in these types of behavior.
We don't know. This person looked, he looked like he was great. We know a lot of performers.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Yeah. It could be you.
I could be.
On the other side of this call. And I'd be sitting here like, hey, guys, what should I do? So, what are you thinking? You got real quiet, man, when I flipped the script on you.
I'm a little, I don't know. Okay. So you're saying, because she was like, oh, never mind. I don't even care because he cheated on her and I'm done with him.
That's what I gathered.
That's the energy you're getting from this woman. And it's hard for me to say because I need more information. I need to know, is this a one-time thing? Has this been ongoing for some time now? Does this woman know the real him and I knew and we've been getting like the performing version of him? Like, what's going on here? I just need a little bit more context to be able to lean in on this. I do believe that if all the other things are true, like, I don't know if he told her all these things about depression and not knowing himself and feeling like he lost himself. If he just said that to, like, cover up the affair.
I don't like that. I don't like how you did that to him.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, this could still be true. However, is it true? Because now we're finding out that he cheated on her. So obviously that's new information. That wasn't information that was given out or in the get from the get go. Mm-hmm. So how do we know he wasn't just creating or performing in order to make himself seem legitimately needing a separation / divorce?
I think he cheated, felt bad, started to disassociate, started to push away, left her on Christmas, retrieved to his, you know, his family, his mommy, right, and his sister, mm-hmm. and stopped talking. That's what I think happened. Mm-hmm. Like, that sounds like a...
Like, some people, like, in his shoes might turn to alcohol or, like, binge-watching television or binge-eating or whatever, but he chose sex?
Maybe he fell short in the moment or was cheating the whole time. Who knows? Mm-hmm. You know, it got to a point where it's not enough. I'm just saying, like, when do we throw people away? Obviously, you're going to stay loyal to your homie, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't think if you find somebody who's worth knowing, I don't know if it makes sense to... You know, like, say, forget them. It actually shows me as a little bit of immaturity. Because I used to do that when one of my homies would get put into the friend zone. Hey, James.
So.
James used to stay getting put in the friend zone, man. Me and James.
You and James. So I don't understand. You started out saying, this is a no-brainer. She should be loyal to the girl.
Absolutely. I think she should be loyal to the girl. I think it's not even a question. The email shouldn't have been sent to me.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, why is this a dilemma? But as soon as he cheated, it's like, oh, never mind. You know what I'm saying?
And so that's your biggest grievance.
My grievance is that why was he so easy to throw away once you make, once, it seems like a big dilemma. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. For someone who has a day one in diapers, you know? So though she can't redeem the relationship, she's just hurt by this. Like, ah, man, I'm so hurt. And she's like, ah, he cheated. Like, that one act is now negates everything else she was feeling before. Obviously, this was a heavy burden she has. Now, her burden is light. She don't have to deal with it no more, right? Further emphasizing what she already believed about men, because she already had this guy on a pedestal anyway. So I just feel like the problem was the pedestal. That's what I think. I think the problem was the pedestal.
Yeah. And I think that's a message for all of us. Like, everything isn't as it seems.
Yeah, true.
And I think that's why this podcast exists, because we try to keep it real as far as, yeah, we love each other, but we also sometimes really dislike each other. And things like, don't put anybody up on a pedestal.
For real.
Create your own vision of the relationship that you want, and then strive for that with the person that God has called you to. So I guess that is the lesson. That is the lesson here, is be careful. And I think even if you're married, you can fall into that trap. As a married couple, you could be comparing your marriage, which is just fine. Did you guys watch that movie? It was so corny. And I'm like,
I
that.
Didn't watch it.
I'm that person. Glenn didn't watch it. But it's a movie on Hallmark. It's not on Hallmark, but it should have been on Hallmark.
Wait a minute. Don't say it, because I think we have friends who might be in that movie.
I don't care.
Is it a Christmas movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's with Brandy?
I didn't see it.
Yeah. Do you have friends in it?
I don't know who. I don't know what movie you're talking about.
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying that when we shout out movies, sometimes the people who are in the movies, if we call them corny, they're actually starring in the movies.
Well, you know, okay, it's called Best Christmas Ever, and it has Brandy, Jason Biggs, Matt Cadeno, and Heather Graham in it. But anyways, it was kind of a corny movie. I'm sorry, it was. Right. But I watch it because I just do things like that. And it was about I think they were college friends, and, you know, they lost touch over the years, but they send Christmas cards out, or Brandy's character sends Christmas cards out. And the other friend is like really jealous of this life that Brandy has created with her husband and whatever. And so they're leaving to go to her. Did you drink that other water bottle? Wow. They're leaving to go to, where are they going? Oh, they're leaving to go to her sister's house, but her son puts the address for that was on the Christmas card into the navigation. So they end up going to Brandy's house and she gets to actually see like how they're living or whatever. And she's like, man, their life actually is what it seems, what they send out on the postcards. But then I'm going to give this a spoiler alert, y'all. You can watch it still. But at the end, she ends up finding out that Brandy's character is actually dealing with some heavy stuff. Like, yes, her life is nice, but she's still dealing with some heavy stuff and trying to work through things. And so, I don't know. I just think we have to be careful because we just never know.
Yeah, like, just for instance, like right now, you see our really nice looking podcast. We got a new set. You see big pictures. Yeah. You see the high, you know, these are the best microphones you could get. This is the newest Rodecaster you can get, you know. Computers and all this stuff, like you got three camera angles, like you got a lot of stuff going on, but like this don't make no money. Like,
yeah,
we're like everything in here is an expense that we hadn't, like something else has afforded it. Mm-hmm. So we like success is what you determine it is. Mm-hmm. And if we get an email from someone and we connect with them and we're able to help these couples out, that is success for us.
Yeah.
Right. Or we get to engage people in a comment section or other platforms that we're on, that's success. So I don't know what you think is happening. You know what I'm saying? I don't know whose marriage you're looking at. Like, if it can only be me. Oh my gosh, I got a book for you. All right. There's a book, right? If you are on any social media platform, you need to read this book. It's called Killing Comparison. Killing Comparison is by Nona Jones, a really amazing book. She has an amazing story. She has two books that I read this year. The first book is called Success from the Inside Out. The second book is Killing Comparison. Both books are extremely valuable, but if you have a thing about comparing yourself to someone else, make sure you check this book out. I promise you it's going to be a good read. And she is so real in this book, man. She even talked about, like, at one point wanting to get it, like, actually going through and getting a BBL, like, because she was comparing herself in some point with a lot of people. And so I think that, you know, we can hope for things, but as long as those things don't become our God, you know what I mean? Or we don't worship those things. I think that's really important. So, yeah. How married are you?
I just had it. I'm still married. Mm-hmm. I have noticed that you have enjoyed burning incense. And I knew there had to be something where you're supposed to put the incense in to burn it. So I got you a little thing for your incense.
No, it's really good.
A little dish. What is it called?
Like, it's an incense holder.
Yeah. Yeah. That thing.
And what was I using before?
He was sticking his incense in my plants. Now, mind you, the plant he was sticking it in wasn't really thriving. Mm-hmm. However, now it's just especially not thriving. So I was like, nah, bro. Gotta get you something.
We don't care about that plant because it sits on the top of the toilet.
Hey, now.
That plant has got the worst life
but
ever.
It's actually living.
Yeah, it's still living.
It's still living. That plant's been alive for a long time.
Yeah.
How married are you?
I'm so married. I cleaned all the fruit yesterday. And the chicken and all that stuff. Just did it. I didn't know what I was doing it for or whatever. I didn't know it was the right thing to do. Sometimes I do stuff and you tell me I was going to do this. You know what I'm saying? Or sometimes, babe, when I do this, I do this. But I just did it, and it was like, all right, well,
yeah. I appreciate it, babe. Thank you.
Welcome.
And that's just how married we are.